and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil. I am joined in studio by Carrie Frank. She is board member for the Old San Rafael Neighborhood Organization and Councilman Albus Brooks. And they are here today to talk about the Old San Rafael Neighborhood Block Party that will be happening on Sunday, August 12th. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, Carrie, I know you are on the board. What do you do exactly?
So I am just recently on the board within the last 2 months. Okay. And part of that happened due to the initiative of wanting to put together something for the block party in the neighborhood that would bring our neighbors together. I've been in the neighborhood for about 8 years. Okay. And I've seen, you know, it's just a blip of time for some people who've been in the neighborhood for much, much longer, and a long time for people who have just recently moved in. And I saw an opportunity for our neighbors to get to know each other and, you know, get out from their living rooms and get out and talk to each other face to face, kind of know your neighbor.
Okay, and that's the title of it for this year, right?
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Because I had heard that part of Mayor Hancock's Denver days.
It is.
And so is that, so with the mayor's office, is that where you come in to play, Councilwoman Brooks, or how?
Yeah,
or
well, obviously, you know, we're on the legislative side, and, you know, the mayor had a vision who, you know, just saying, hey, we have to get to know our neighbors. Let's have a Denver Days all over the city, every neighborhood, throw a block party, throw a party at a park, anything you can do to just get active. That's who we are as Denver. And so, first of all, Carrie, thank you so much for doing this. And I hope that there are many neighborhoods throughout the city that will take Carrie's initiative. You know, sometimes, you know, we're so busy, we just go home, do our stuff, shut the door. Mm-hmm. We rarely hang out on our porches anymore. We hang out on the back patio, you know. And so this allows us to connect. And I think it's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like this because it is, you know, that way for us to get to know the neighbors, to reconnect. You know, I know part of it was reconnecting with old friends and meeting new friends. And it kind of reminds me of the first time I went to one of the Five Points Jazz Festivals. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, all these people. It's like, you know, they were like, oh, how's it been going? And like they'd known each other for years. And so Carlos Lando and I were talking, and he had said, yeah, he's like, for some of them, it's like a reunion. Mm-hmm. And so is that kind of, you know, the hope in a sense as well, just to like bring everybody together, inspire, or what was the thought process behind this?
I think it was part of that. There's so much history in this neighborhood and the surrounding neighborhoods. And part of it was the Denver Days. I read Mayor Hancock's piece on his website about what that means and why he brought it to his tenure. It's important. I think it's important to know your neighbors. If we're all in our homes and not interacting with each other, it's very easy to become isolated in what we think people are up to that are, you know, just right next door to us. So it's important to engage in conversation. And, you know, we live in the city, or a lot of us live in the city, because we have that proximity to people and have that ability to connect. Mm-hmm. And this, the block party itself is a venue for that to happen. An afternoon for people to come out and, you know, spend an hour or spend several hours. We'll have music and food and other participants from neighborhood resources that will be there. We'll have a couple of performances, so there'll be kid-friendly activities, all kinds of things going on. So places to engage with what's happening with our neighborhood resources, but also be able to talk to people and say hello, introduce yourselves.
And I know that there are certain things, you know, there's the Zion Baptist Church barbecue live music, the Engine 3, the Cleo Robinson Parker dance facility, but there's a thing called river yoga. Now, I've heard of goat yoga. I mean, are people going to like be in water doing yoga? What is going on with that?
Yeah, river yoga is the name of the studio, and they're going into the Lydia in the new apartment building that's just down the block. So they're doing an interactive demonstration for people to get their calm on a Sunday. They're just a participant in the event itself. So Cleo Parker Robinson will actually be doing about a 10-minute demonstration for the crowd, and then an interactive demonstration as well. And they're just amazing. So that'll be really fun to have them there.
And you know, something I was thinking about, because, you know, with Kuvo, we're community culture and music, mm-hmm. and the first word is community, you know, and hearing this, it just sounds like, you know, there's this emphasis, I think, to bring the community together more, it sounds like, with this. Is that, am I off base here in that?
Yeah, you know, I'll just say, when I ran for office, you know, one of my deals was, you know, we're a diverse community, but mm-hmm. disconnected. Right. And there's such an importance in connecting our diverse community. And like, look at this. I mean, you got Brother Jeff's, you got Kuvo, you got Spang-a-Lang. You're bringing together in this neighborhood which has changed and been gentrified and all these things. And this is what I always say. Yeah, we're experiencing gentrification, but this is community now. Mm. So community now, come together. Yes. Let's have a conversation. Let's enjoy these events and let's figure out how to coexist right now.
And I think mm-hmm. that's the perfect message going, because it really does. I think we need to come together, because we can have diversity, yep. but division still, you know.
Oh, man, all the time.
Yep. And you need to have more inclusion, mm-hmm. you know, not exclusion. So.
And what better to bring people together than dancing, beer, yoga, and some cocktails.
Yes.
And you've got
exactly.
a couple pizza
a
and barbecue.
For yeah. everybody. Yeah. Food. I mean, it's everything that yeah. people yeah. as a community enjoy. You know, it's all of the above. And we'll have, you know, a couple of food trucks. And the church is providing barbecue starting around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. So there's just a lot of things going on, a lot of fun.
Now,
to be...
I'm sorry.
A part of, yeah.
To be a part of. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's Sunday, August 12th. What is the time frames that it's going to be happening?
So the festivities for the block party itself start at 3 and okay. will go until 8. Mm-hmm. The barbecue that Zion Baptist Church will be having starts at 2.
Okay.
Stop by anytime after 2.
All right. And I know you all need volunteers. Is that correct?
Volunteers would be greatly appreciated. And we do have more information on that on the Old San Rafael Neighborhood Organization website, osrno.com. So we can, if you do have an hour or two, mm-hmm. you know, the full day, it's flexible. But volunteers would be greatly appreciated.
For the people who are not in the Old San Rafael neighborhood, can you, and they are listening to this and they want to come and visit, what are the streets and what is the location that would consist of the Old San Rafael
sure.
neighborhood?
Oh, of the San Rafael neighborhood. Mm-hmm. The borders are 20th to 26th, and then Washington to Downing mm-hmm. is the actual neighborhood border.
Okay.
The block party will be between 24th and 25th on Emerson.
Okay.
And then running along 24th between Ogden and Clarkson.
Okay.
So it'll be...
It's right in the smack dab of Five Points.
Okay.
Yes. Smack yeah. dab in the middle.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And we're encouraging people from the neighborhoods in this area are so small and overlapping. Mm. Everybody is welcome. So this is really about getting our community together, because you can have neighbors that you know that are 6 blocks away. You can have neighbors that you know that are right next door. It's really bringing everybody together in this one central
yeah.
area.
That's great.
Great location. Okay, so mark your calendars, everyone. Sunday, August 12th from 3 to 8. But if you want to stop by the Zion Baptist Church at 2 p.m. for the barbecue and some mm-hmm. live music, do that as well. Bring friends, bring family, bring an appetite, bring a good attitude, and come down and be ready to party and celebrate.
Love it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yep.
Great. Well, Carrie, and you said the address, the website address again for people to get more information. I know we'll post something on our website as well.
Yeah,
but.
Thank you. It's OSRNO, Old San Rafael Neighborhood Organization. It's an acronym for that.com.
Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thanks for
having
us.
Mindy.